OTB.
Don't shoot.
Oh, he dinked it. Oh!
It's a goal!
It's a goal!
The 6-1.
What a ball!
Rafinha hit. Oh, 15 seconds left.
That is amazing.
OTB live commentary. Never miss the action right here on OTB Sports Radio. Keep up to date with the latest scores on the OTB Sports app. The OTB Sports app. Live score updates straight to your phone. The OTB Podcast Network.
Rugby on Off the Ball.
With Vodafone, official sponsors of the Irish rugby team. Team of us. Everyone in.
So Ireland have lost their opening Six Nations Championship match to Wales on a scoreline of 21 points to 16 in Cardiff. Peter Mahoney sent off on 14 minutes, a straight red for a high challenge on Thomas Francis. Ireland went 6-0 down, but they rallied excellently towards the end of the first half. Johnny Sexton kicking two penalties, Tadhg Byrne scoring a try to help Ireland into a 13-6 interval lead, but an increased number of mistakes by Ireland, an improved display by Wales, and that extra man saw the home side score tries through George North and Lewis Rees as Zanet, and Ireland had a penalty at the death. Billy Burns had a chance to put it into the corner, give Ireland a chance to potentially win the game, but he failed to find touch, and that was it. 21-16 for Wales in Cardiff. A losing bonus point for Ireland, but a losing start. Joined to look back in the game by the former Munster and the Leicester back, Johnny Murphy. Johnny, how are you?
Yeah, good. Frustrated after that with the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows of the game.
Yeah, Peter Mahoney sent off inside 14 minutes, 66 minutes with 14 men. Was that too much of a mountain to climb for Ireland?
It was, but they got themselves back in with an opportunity. The last 5 minutes, they held on to the ball, and then they got this penalty. They looked on top, and Wales looked under pressure. There was two penalties that Ireland got in the last 3 or 4 minutes that were borderline yellow cards. Tompkins shot out of the line, penalty was given for deliberate knock on, and then the penalty for Burns is where his missed touch. North is in, he leaves his hand in and he pulls the ball back. But Wales looked under pressure and rattled there. And they just missing that touch is a killer after putting yourself back in that position. Like, they looked dead and buried, 8 points down, 21-13 with 9 minutes to go. They looked dead and buried. And to be fair, they got them back. They got themselves an opportunity, which is all you want. But they just lacked that killer instinct and discipline today from minute one. Just they just couldn't get it done at the pivotal times.
It was a costly challenge from Peter Mahoney, an experienced player, and that could be his tournament now.
Yeah, look, you just can't do stuff like that anymore. And it's, he left his elbow up high. I wouldn't say it was mistimed. I'd say it was ill-timed challenge. He didn't have his head up. And, there are a couple of things that make it one of these so-called rugby incidents. But people have to have a duty of care. Any contact to the head these days, it's very much a straight red and rightly so. It was kind of reckless, is how I'd see it, really. But it just puts them under pressure from 15, 16 minutes into the game.
We did rally. Johnny Sexton with two penalties to draw us level at 6 apiece. Then Tadhg Byrne with a try after some great work by Robbie Henshaw to make it 13-6 at the interval. And Byrne and Henshaw were two of the better performers out there for Ireland today.
Yeah, Byrne was everywhere. As you said, Henshaw made that break for the try. He went off for HIA, came back on and carried really well when he came back. Byrne probably had a slight dip in his discipline just towards the end when he pulls an arm in a line out. It gives Wales an opportunity to get into the 22. I thought he was very good. Henshaw was very good. I thought Henderson was excellent when he came off the bench. So early, he put in a really good shift. He came in after about 25, 30 minutes gone for James Ryan, who went off. But at half time, they were good value for it. I felt they were, they were good and they really did go deep. It was just that last, I suppose it was that middle hump. They got kind of flat footed between that 60 to 72 minute period. And then it got back into the game. But I thought the bench did really, really good, brought some really good energy. Great to see Tadhg Furlong. But discipline just really, really costs you when you're foot, when you know you're a man down, and being ill-disciplined at pivotal moments really, really cost them today.
Yeah, there was tries from George North and Lewis Rees-Sammet in the second half that gave Wales that platform to win. Johnny Sexton went off with an injury. James Ryan went off at HIA. And I think we could see with Billy Burns that maybe it just wasn't his day. He didn't really seem to get the pitch of the game right. And then we had that incident at the end. Look, you have to feel for the guy from on a human level. Absolutely heartbreaking. I suppose from a very professional level, it's something that he won't want to look back on.
No, it's difficult to come into a game when it's in the melting pot and you have to acclimatise so quickly in a pivotal position. I suppose that the fact that he kind of came on and then went off and then came back on again might have kind of just caught him a small bit. But even in that last period off the phase, when Gary Ringrose, they have a break, Gibson Park came on, he was excellent, really challenged around the sides of Rooks. He puts Ringrose into a hole. He's up, nearly gets through. Tuprik makes a tackle. And they have loads of space out wide. They look to shift the ball, and Billy Burns throws the ball to deck like that. Stuff like that, literally in the clock in 80, you can't afford to have those inaccuracies at those pivotal times. And that really, really cost Ireland in the last, you know, that incident. They still get the ball, they get in, get a penalty, you know, but that lack of accuracy at the end is, as you say, from a human side, feel really sorry for him, but from a professional side, you have to have that killer instinct at international level.
We grade players often in newspapers and in discussions. How would we grade Andy Farrell and his coaching team today on the sideline in terms of the calls they made, Johnny?
I thought they were good. We played with a good bit of width. As I said, covering the game, we had a lot of, we varied it quite a lot. We had some really good short runners and two lines of attack. Felt comfortable on the ball when we held the ball. I suppose the big thing, and I've said it numerous times now, but their lack of discipline. But it's not by inexperienced players. It's by really experienced senior leaders within the group. You know, Peter O'Mahony, Conor Murray gives away a penalty for shepherding off a Welsh box kick. Keith Earls misses one in the air. That stuff is tough, and it, you know, if it was Will Connors coming off the bench, you'd probably forgive it a bit more. But the fact that it's seasoned internationals, that's something that they really need to click down. But from an overall perspective, I thought there was a bit more expansion. It's very difficult to see how to grade the set piece, given we were seven forwards, so the line out malfunctioned at times. But, you know, Peter Manny is one of the big jumpers and big leaders in that area, so it's difficult to grade that, I suppose. But in their multi-phase attack, I felt they attacked well. They won a lot of kick battles. And people are going to say, you know, they kick too much, but you know, they're a man down for 60 minutes. You have to kick the ball. You have to try and make sure that the game is played consistently in their half. And at times they're very good, but again, just discipline. Discipline is something that they're going to be speaking about a lot this week, I imagine.
Yeah, just to finish, Johnny, look, no Triple Crown. We were hoping for three wins as a barometer for the campaign. We've lost to Wales now. We've got France after a 40-point tonking of Italy coming to Dublin on Valentine's Day. Our backs are against the wall now.
Yeah, and I think with the injuries that happened today and the suspension that's going to be coming down the line, it's going to give other people opportunity, but it's going to be difficult. The French team are a different animal to what they have been in 2-3 years previously, given Sean Edwards' involvement. They were good yesterday. Clinical, you know, they've Dupont, who's one of the best players in the world currently at the moment. They're line speed and defensive effort is relentless. It's going to be a big tough ask, and you know, away teams, I'd love to see the stats in all sports in terms of the away victories. I'd say they're gone up a good bit given the lack of crowds, and it's going to be difficult with no crowd to try and get, you know, to when the momentum shifts away from you. You saw it yesterday in the Scotland-Wales game, Scotland-England game. When the momentum shifts away from you without the crowd, it's very hard to grasp it back. That could be something that might not go too well for them next year.
The injury bulletin will come out in the next few days about Johnny Sexton, about James Ryan and that. But Peter O'Mahony, know he's going to be out of the French game at Lansdowne Road this day week. Who should be coming in for him?
I think it's probably just you could keep it what you have with Will Connors coming in, or you could look at potentially putting Henderson on the flank if James Ryan's comes through. But I think Will Connors is certainly someone like Jack Conan, who has that ball carrying ability, or Reece Ruddock. You know, probably for me, I think it'd be Reece Ruddock. He's played incredibly well. He's seems to be just on the wrong side of selection calls at the moment, but for Leinster he's a stalwart and he's a very good leader. So I'd probably look at Reece Ruddock coming straight in there on the blind side and keep it as is outside of that.
Well, Johnny, I felt a complete sense of anticlimax at the end of that. I was going, is that it? And it was, yeah. Unfortunately, 21-16, lost to Wales in the Six Nations. I think I'm just going to try and get over my deflation by watching the Super Bowl, and we'll have to reconvene, Johnny, and talk hopefully about a better Irish performance and display after that loss today. Thanks for speaking to us again today.
Cheers. No problem. Thanks, John.
Johnny Murphy there, the former Munster and Leicester back. And we'll have lots more discussion on that defeat to Wales.
Rugby on Off the Ball.
With Vodafone, official sponsors of the Irish rugby team. Team of us. Everyone in.
That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.